Eser talios zo al gavzo. You have 10 talis over until the other talis of shloshim rabim shel talis. Okay. Shloshim rabim. So now you know that it's not talisim.
Talios.
Yoshan hazov al gavim al yin zov. He sits on top talis. You have 10, one top of the other stacked. The stacked. And the Zav sits on the Elyon, Yesh Karsim Yoshav Al Gabi Ho Elyona. Kulam Timaeus, Kol Hatalios, Timaeus, Tumas Midras. Why? Because every end of S Talios, Lav Dafme, Ela Filu, Elef Talios. Zol Gav Zol. Irv Shamber, he used to wear how many Talios? He had a number,
After he died, it came out, right?
I don't know.
So what's going on over here? So you have
ten talios and
one on top of each other,
and you sit down on top, and you sit down on
Yoshan?
Yoshan means Yoshan. He slept.
Al gavu yona. If he slept on top of the own, on top one. Kulam tumeis.
Why call a talios tumeis to mas midrash? Why the eset talios lav dafka elafilu elef talios. Another, let's say you have 100,000, you have a stone, a massive stone on top of the top talus. The Yashav Hazov alo Evin, Kol Hatalios Shetachtecha Timers Timas Midras. Shemishka Vemosha Metamim Tachas Evin Misamo. Can you know the Sugi Evin Misamo? This is the Gemara every so often. Evin Misamo means a portion of sum. Sum means the set. A very heavy stone that cannot be moved. If you put on top of 10 talisos, 1,000 talisos, a massive stone, and this, when you sit down on the massive stone, you're not causing what's beneath you to move in any way whatsoever. It doesn't matter. The fact is that this stone is on top of something else. When you sit down upon it, every single thing beneath you becomes tummy.
What kind of evidence is it called?
Stone, called an evidence sometimes, if it means.
Would you look it up on Google?
It's not gonna have this is a rabbinic term. This is not.
Said Google knows.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Evan Misama. You remember from the Gemara Evan Misama of Dafyomi? So this is a sugi. Nothing. No one comes to Dafyomi over here. No one wants to come to Dafyomi. No one wants to come. Everyone has more important things to do. They told me to come. They don't come. Blinding. Somewhat blinding. You see, it's not the right word. They don't know what this word means. This rabbinic term. Mem samach mem aleph misama. Evan Misama, it's actually blinding. Let's see here. Blinding, no. Oh, hard stone. Look at that, hard stone.
I told you.
All the translations, Misama is a hard stone. Look at that. They actually have it over here. Okay, very good. Okay, so Misama is a hard stone. Let's go weiter. Okay.
It's a hard stone.
A hard stone.
So what's going on over here?
So over here you have on the stone here you have a thousand.
What does this have to do with the 1,000 talisim?
It's teaching you a chiddush. Even though you're not the zov is.
Oh, you mean he's not directly on the talisim? He's right. On the zev.
He's on the stone, and the stone is resting on this hard stone. Period. That's halacha. Period. That if you have over here 1,000 talisos, the word over here is a thousand. What's the word? Talios. And you have on the very top an even misama, and the zav says an even misama. So everything beneath the even misama becomes tamei. Okay. Even though you're not sitting on the talis, there's a hefsek between you and the talis.
Is it Jewel sell? Unkosher meats.
No, there's a halacha.
Unkosher food, he's not. Right?
You're not supposed to
a guy.
You're not
because you don't know. Because a Jew might come in and buy it. Man.
What do you mean? No.
Can I own a McDonald's?
I believe not. I believe there's a takanas chazal that a Jew is not allowed to be involved in business of selling unkosher meat. Okay, I believe there's a takanas drabanan. We don't want Jews to be involved in this type of business. Now you don't be involved. That's a kind of the rabbanon. Okay, so therefore you have to have a shutfis. What do? So the Jews, there is a solution. Okay. The solution is they go, the big guy and people, Yidden, who are involved in this business, so they have a shutif, they have a goish shutif, something like that. Or they have, I don't know, they have a, there's an eitzah, how you see, there's an eitzah, how you do it. There's a, like ribbis. You're not going to learn ribbis. But if you go over and hit their iska, then you can learn ribbis. Right? So you're not going to sell non-kosher meat, but if you have a goish partner, or something, last time along those lines, I don't know the exact example, okay? Why, are you going to the business?
I have somebody who,
what?
Who has a good item that they sell. They actually what? Sell them some stuff.
You sell them supplies?
Containers.
Containers, and the containers are being used, so you're being misaled.
That I'm not worried about. That I think is mutter.
Being misaled, why? Being misaled, why is the mutter? Being misaled, like you're there. Because of trevi denara. If you won't buy from you, you'll buy from someone else. Trevi denara. Okay, weiter. So we hear Evan as the list of Zogav Zu Yoshna Agabi Ha'aliyona Kulum Tumeas Hazav Nehanu Halacha Nai Halacha Hazav Bikaf Moznaim Umishkav Moshav Kenegdai.
So that's the Tala Zogav Zu Yoshna Agabi Aliyona Kulum Tumeas Hazav
Nu Halacha Nai Halacha Next Lovi Hazav.
Why did he add in the stuff about the stone for? I just don't get that.
I guess it said in the Mefarshik. Look in the Gemara. I don't know. This is in the Mefarshik. You want to go in the Rav? Okay, you want to go in the Rav? I hate. I used to love the Rav. You stopped me from going the Rav. Loshen Rabim Shal Talis V'yesa Lav Dafka Dafil Elef Talis V'Evin Gedola Al and Evin Gedola Al Gabim. He's quoting the Rav. That's why the guy is quoting the Rav. Evin Gedola Al Gabim Yashal Zav 11 Kol Hatalios Shetachtechad Mitamis Moishav The Mishk of Moishav Mitamim Tachas Evin Misama. Okay, so he's really just quoting from the Rav.
Where's the Rav quoting from?
The Rav is from the Gemara. Rav is taken from the Gemara. Is there a Yushalmi on Zavin? I don't know. It's something from the Gemara. Okay, next halacha. Zobikav Mazlaim, Umishkav Moshav Tkinegdev, Zob is in a scale. You have a massive scale. Zob is sitting in the scale. Mishkav Moshav Tkinegdev, the Kaf Ashniya, Kor Hazov, Yardo Hakaf Shabo Hazov, but also Hakaf Shabo Mishkav Moshav Tkinegdev. You have a scale.
Yeah.
A life size scale, a massive scale. Yeah. And the Zob is on one side of the scale. And the other side of the scale is a bed. Mishkav Moshav, a seesaw. And when the Zav puts his weight over here, it goes down, and this goes up. So what's going up? The scale is going, in the scale is a bed. So Hazav b'kaf mazlam, mishkav moshav kinegdai, b'kaf ha-shniya, kar ha-zav, yarda ha-kaf shebo ha-zav, ba'olsa ha-kaf shebo ha-mishkav, ha-moshav tohirin. Ha-mishkav ha-moshav, what?
What's tar?
The bed.
But he moved it.
So what? That's called hesed. That's not called mishkav ha-moshav. Here we discuss the laws of afatuma.
Only
Avatum. Yeah, we want to make the bed into an Avatum. We want to make the blankets.
But is it a, what do you call it? Is it Tamei,
what?
The other Tamei? Whatever it's called. It might not be Tamei Hesed, right?
Yeah.
But it could be Tamei, the other one. There was the second type.
Tamei Hesed, right? Tamei Hesed is Tamei. Tamei Hesed. Hesed means movement.
Movement.
If you're causing it to move, it becomes a Rishon, but it's not going to be an Avatum.
It is.
It is a Rishon.
It's a Rishon.
It is Rishon, yes. Correct. Next, Kol Hazav Yarda Hakav Shazav Avot Hakav Hashavu Hamishkav Hamishkav Vatorin Hamishkav Hamishkav Mimidras.
It's not Torin.
Oh, it's right. Mimidras.
Mimidras.
Explicit. She'ein Haim She'ein Haim Noisim Es Hazav. Aval Tmeim Haim Mishum Masa Hazav Masa.
Beautiful.
What's Masa? Masa means you're carrying it. It's not even Hesed. It's better than Hesed, because since you're moving it, you're carrying it. By you causing it to go up.
So when it's masa, what?
Masa means you carry it. I think it's the same thing. Basically, the same thing as hesed.
The going up.
The heim rishonal tumah. Lefisha zav neisel zav is carrying. By the zav leaning his weight on one side of the scale, you are causing the other side to go up. When you go up, that's called masa. L'chayre hesed is movement in horizontal direction. And masa is a movement in a vertical location. Yeah, the Hiddish? There's a chilik between horizontal and vertical. Got it? That's the drush of my sefer, and Mishnayis. The Nochash was vertical, and it became horizontal.
I'm not listening.
You don't like drush. Karu Hain, Yardu HaKaf Shabbat Mishkav. Let's say the weight of the bed is heavier than the Zav. Someone else put, the Zav is on the scale, and someone deposited on the other scale a bed. And the weight of the bed is so heavy, it went down, causing the zav to go up on the seesaw. Karuhein, Yarda Kaf Shabah Hamishka Vamashov, also Kaf Shabah Hazov, Tmein, Hamishka Vamashov, Tumas Midras, so the Tame, why? So in this case, Taka, the Mishka Vamashov, why? Lefi Shazov, Nitla Al Yidem, saying it's very Kiddush.
Moved because of that.
Oh, so it's going on. Whenever you go down, any time a Mishka Vamashov goes down, because and a Zov is on top, that's Tumas Mishkov, and now the bed is going to be an Avatoma. Over here, you have the seesaw, the scale, and the bed.
It's not Midras, it's Mishka.
No, right, same thing.
Because
the Zov is on top. And let's go in there, fine. Ali Deim, Baharish Nindu, Azov, Metame, Isa Mishka, Vibachamisho, Durochim. Letame Adam, to make a person Tame, Letame Begadim, that a person is an Avatoma. Fine. I made Yoshev. That was the previous one. I made Yoshev Shoichev Nitla and Nishan. Nitla was the that was the one. Is when you go up. When you go up, automatically then it becomes Tamei. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Biyachidi Im Mishkav Echad Bekaf Kineged Hazav Vekada Hamishkav Tamei Hamishkav Inachanami. If there's one bed and the one bed goes down and the Zav goes up, Inachanami, the bed is going to be the bed is going to be
Tamei. Let's go back. Step Rabbi Shimon Oimer
Biyachidi. This halacha that we just said, that if you're on a seesaw, you're on a scale,
and the one zav, person is on it.
And the zav, no, one bed is on it.
Oh.
And there's one bed.
One bed and one guy?
And one guy, the yechidi, in mishkaf, echad. Really, it's not that there's one mishkaf. The main thing is the mishkaf. The kaf keneged hazav, akara hamishkaf, tome hamishkaf, shari roiv hazav nisalav. Because the weight of the zav is being carried due to the weight of this bed. But let's say uvim rubim, aval im mishkavos rabim bekaf shekneged hazav v'kuroi tor tohirim hamishkavos mitumas midras she'ein echad noisei esrubai shel hazav shekol hamishkavos ki echad ichvias hazav aval ein echad mehem yochol lachvia v'harei she'ein rubim shel hazav nisa al lechemhem ben lachvia b'shem rim. So let's say you have over here on one side of the cell, you have, let's say, 10 beds. Okay, you have a life size scale, right, like this. Okay. And here the Zav is standing. He's standing here. And you put a bed. Okay, a bed. And the bed is very, very heavy. So it causes the scale to go down and the Zav goes up. If the Zav is up and this goes down, automatically this becomes an Avatoma. Right? Is that what we said?
Yeah.
Right? So he's saying a Chiddush. The Chiddush is the only time you say that if the Zav, if the bed goes down,
yeah,
is only when there's one bed. Because now that one bed alone is obviously causing the weight of that one bed is causing the Zav to go up. But let's say you have two beds. You have a stack of beds. So who says, so each bed is only causing half of you to go up. You hear?
Stack of beds, right.
I have two beds.
Right.
I have two beds.
Good.
And I put two beds on this side.
Right.
And the Zav is on this side.
Yeah.
And the beds, now because of the weight of the beds, it goes down and the Zav goes up. What is causing the Zav to go up? The combination of two beds. Each bed is only causing half of the Zav to go up. It's the combination that causes. Therefore, you cannot say that's not called Nisa. The only time we say that if you go in Nisa, that the Mishka becomes Tameh is only when the full weight of the Mishka is what causes the Zav to be Nisa. But if only a fraction of the weight of each particular bed is causing the Zav to be Nisa, then the beds do not become an Avatoma. The beds, so since there are two beds, and together the two beds are causing the Zav to be uplifted, Nisa, so it's not due to one bed, it's only due to 50%. It's only due to 50% of each bed. So each bed is not called a Nisa. In order to qualify for Nisa, it must be the complete bed is causing the Zav to be uplifted. You understand?
Yeah, but it's not the complete bed when there's two.
When there's two, because each one is only 50% of the weight.
Why is that? It's two beds that are completely being lifted, no?
It's the weight of two beds,
that's lifting this guy up.
So each bed is only causing him to be lifted up 50%. It's the combination. The law of Nisa is only true when the complete bed calls you to go up. Okay? So therefore, let's see if in time is a whole Mishnah. Maybe the whole purpose I came into this world was to learn this Mishnah, to learn one Mishnah.
Could be.
So I'm done.
Okay. You got the paper for me? I'm ready.
Eser talios. 10 talios. Zo al gav zo. 10 talios, one on top of the other. Yoshan Yoshan al gabe hulyona. The zo lies down, cool on tomatoes. Nu halacha naim hazav bekaf maznayim. Zinisgelu mishkav moishav kinegoy.
Hazav bekaf maznayim. Hazav is on the kaf maznayim.
You make fun of me?
No, I'm seeing you like you.
Make fun of me?
No.
Hazav bekaf maznayim.
Too sensitive.
Hazab bekaf mazan, the zav is in a scale.
Yeah.
Umishka v'moshav kinegdoi. Kara hazav, the zav's weight causes.
So it's one bed we're talking about now, right?
No, it doesn't. The coin that comes does not make a difference. The coin that comes doesn't make a difference in 1 or 100.
But somebody was.
That was the second one. There was Shimon in there. That's with Shimon. A coin that comes doesn't make a difference. But over here, Yayovi, hazav bekaf maznayim. Umishka v'moshav kinegdoi. And the mishka v'moshav is on the other side. And now the Zav's weight causes the Kara Hazav, and the Zav causes the Mishka of Moshav to go up.
Up.
So the bed is Tahar.
It's Tahar from something, but it's Tamei from something.
Right, it's Tahar
from Midras.
But it's Tamei from Masa, which only makes a regional Tumah. Very good. Let's say the other way around. Let's say they weigh more, and their weight causes
him to go up.
Then Tameyin. Then the bed.
This is talking one bed. One
no,
bed.
According to Tanna Kamma, Tanna Kamma doesn't make a difference. Even 50 beds.
50 beds, and they, of course, seem to go up. It's so Tamei Midras.
So they, the beds, become Tamei Avatoma.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's called Masa. That's called Nisa. That's called Masa. The Zav, the other one, the Zav other went one up. The Zav
it's called
went
Midras.
Up. No, it's called Masa. Masa means when the Zav goes up and the beds go down.
What was it before we said it, Midrash is out? What was the tumah that said tahar?
The other direction.
What was it called? What kind of tumah?
It's called masa.
Also masa. This one here, tahirin.
Tahirin is masa.
It's and tahar, what's this?
Midrash.
Midrash.
Yeah.
Okay, better.
Midrash is an avatama. Mas is a rishonal tumah.
Right.
Now, this is true according to Tanna Kamma, that it becomes a Tumas Midras, it becomes a Midras and Avatoma, even if there are 50 beds.
Oh,
if there are 50 beds.
Thank God, finally.
What?
It's so hot in here. I think it has the heat and the air conditioning at the same time. It feels like it's cold.
Weiter. Let's go weiter.
Rabbi Shimon, I'm a Biyachidi.
Rabbi Shimon, which is Biyachidi. If it's Biyachidi, Tame. If it's Biyachidi, it's only one bed. Then I agree with you that it becomes Tumas Midras. But let's say Uvim Rubim, but let's say it's not one bed, let's say it's many beds. Tahar, why is it Tahar when there are many beds? Why?
Tahar means Tamei, but it's Tamei Mid, but it's Tamei Masa.
Tamei Masa, why? Shem Echad Noisiyas Rubai. Because if you have more than one bed, then the weight of one bed is not causing the person to be lifted.
Right.
The weight of one bed is the combination. So each bed is not doing the entire thing. Meilad is going to be tamei. Good.
It's only tamei.
Tar. It's going to be according to Rav Shimon.
Yeah, but it's tar.
Tar from midras, but tamei mishum masa. Chazal's mishum again. It's not very hard stuff. You see that concentrating. You're fatracht. You're very fatracht. You have a lot of things in your life going on. You have a lot of good things going on in your life, so you're very vertracht.
I wish you could go somewhere and just swim the whole day and just relax. My wife hates when I go swimming.
It's why?
That relaxes me the most.
So you want the room to be relaxed?
It's crazy.
She wants it, doesn't want you to be relaxed, she wants you to be all worked up.
On tape?
On tape. You think no one listens to the tape?
Nobody. That is sold. Nobody in the world would ever want to listen to this. You want a chazen or you want to go back?
It's chazen. Eser talios zo al gav zo. 10 talios, one or the other. Yoshan al gave holyoina. The Zav lies down, the other one, Kulon Tmeois. The tumor spreads to all, penetrates all the way down to the very bottom. Mela, every single bit is going to be tummy. Nu Allah hazav bekaf, nu Allah hazav bekaf meiznaim. Azav is in a scale. And Mishkav and Moshav Kimega, he is in one side, he's on the other side. Kada hazav, the zav goes down. What?
Why did they do such a thing?
This is what it says, I don't know. Kara hazav, the zav goes down, and the object goes up. Tahirin. Why is it tahar? Why is it tahar? Because it's called, it's tahar from Tumas Midras.
Right.
Because if the zav is going down, and the bed is going up, that's not a din of Midras, that's a din of Masa, so it's tahar from Midras, and it's not going to be a Navatum, the only Mishnah Tumah. But let's say Pumfakir, let's say Karuhin, let's say they go down. Let us say that the beds go down and the zav goes up, so the beds become an avatuma, and the zav becomes the zav of the zav. But the beds become an avatuma because since the zav is going up and they are going down, that's the rule always is that if the zav is on top and the bed is below, then automatically the object below becomes a midras, becomes an avatuma. Now, that's according to Tanakam. The Tanakam does not differentiate between one bed and many beds. Even if you have 1,000 beds, all 1,000 beds are going to be in this situation. They're going to be Tomei Mishkov. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. In this particular case, we have a Sitzo, and the Zav is going up and the bed's going down. The beds are Tohar Midin Tomas Midras, because he is of the understanding that the only time a mita can be Tomei Tumas Midras is where it alone supports the weight of the Zav. And in this instance, there's more than one bed. So the weight is, we're going to distribute the weight. Each bed, even though maybe potentially each bed alone could have done it, but since they're sharing, they're doing it together, so each one is only giving over half of its koyach to cause the Zav to go up. So he is of the opinion that in such a situation there is no Tumas Midras, it will not be an Avatum, but L'chayra will still be called Masa. L'chayra, maybe not, it doesn't talk about it, doesn't tell the halacha will be that, but doesn't say. And male halacha over here is Tosh Eina Ha'echa Naisias Rubai. Okay, good? You like the Mishnah? The good Mishnah?
Uh-huh.
You ready to go to the next Mishnah?
Uh-huh.
Or you want to go to sleep?
No, I want to go back. I want to finish the whole paragraph.
Next Mishnah, Hazabit of Moznayim. Nahalach, Azav is in a scale. The oicholin umashkin bekaf shnia, and there's food and drink in the other kaf. Okay.
Let me say, maybe I'll be able to do this.
What does maybe we should call quits?
No, Azav bekaf masnayim. The Azav is in the kaf masnayim, but oicholin umashkin bekaf shnia. To me, what does that mean?
There's food in the other kaf. Why oicholin umashkin tumis haheset? Okay, now discussing heset. The mishum l'tumah. The Zav is in one scale. Now, this is not a case of a Meshav.
Oh,
it's
talking about
where
it's food.
Food, now. There's food. So therefore, when there's food, then we do Hesed. Bein Karen makes no difference which way, because you don't sit down on food. When it comes to food, there's no Shalacha going up, going down. When it comes to a Mishkav, a Meshav, then we differentiate between going down and going up. But when it comes to food, there's no differentiation between going down and going up. Allah here is bein the rishon tuma bein kara azav bein kara yaham oichlin amashkin. Makes no difference whether the zav goes down or whether the food goes down. Okay, lefisha zav masita. What's with you? How come you're coughing so much lately? Because you're eating not good food.
I'm eating good food, just eating too much of it.
So you shouldn't do that. It's very dangerous. What?
My last time was.
What?
My only time is I don't smoke, I don't drink.
So what? Terrible. You're eating too much food.
Should do something.
It's no good. You have to go on a crash diet. Huh? Eat nothing. Manage nothing.
Crazy. Where you come from? Where you come from? Like different from Mars. Different Mars. You give that look to take a picture. Deep thought. You look like you're in deep thought. You look like when you're in Shmon Esrei.
I remember one of these books here. The guy was sitting learning. He was mom. She was concentrating. And the guy says to him, another fellow comes and says to him, Shmerel, the ankle is trying to get his attention. So the other guy, the other base Shmerel, says, who are you calling, Yanko? He's 1,000 miles away. What do you mean? I'm right next to him. I'm telling you, he's 1,000 miles away. When someone's in deep thought, you are where your mind is. And space, a very profound concept, is that how close are you to a person? So when a person is deeply immersed in thought, it's like a thousand miles. Isn't it a very deep word? You like the word?
No. It's not deep. It's Matthias.
Weiter. Over here you have food. Food, you don't sit down on food.
So it's talking about food here instead of a bed.
Correct. When it comes to food, there's no... What? A nose. And it's not to me Tumas Midras, there is no din Tumas Midras by food. Okay? You do not sit down upon food. Food is not something you sit upon. You only sit upon a chair. You sit down upon a bed. Hello?
Yeah.
You got it?
Food you don't sit upon. You only sit on a bed. So therefore what? So
therefore, even if the Zav goes up,
on top, right?
On top, and the food, and the food goes down.
Right.
And the food goes down, it's the food always is not going to be a Midras.
Right, what is it going to be?
It's going to be a Hesed.
It's always Hesed.
Always Hesed.
Whether it goes up or down, right?
Correct. I think we should stop here, okay?
Oh, I like this.
I'm very tired. I don't feel
well. It's fresh. I want to finish this parrot. Yeah, let's finish this parrot. We have to finish learning till 8:30. That's why my kids are coming. It's another 10 minutes. What do you make it? 15 minutes. That's so bad. Don't worry about it. Okay, still can come to us. You want to come to us for a second? No way, right?
No way.
No way, Jose. Okay.
No way, Jose. Weiter. Uva Mace, the Emma Mace Bekaf, less than 9 have a mace.
Ah, this is a new din. Okay, so we can finish with the Eichel. Now we're doing mace.
No, the Zav. Finish with the Zav.
Zav and a mace.
The Zav is out of the picture. Instead of having the scale.
Zav is a mace.
No, Zav is not a mace.
I said, instead of a Zav, we have a mace.
We have a mace. Uva Mace. Uva Mace Bekaf, Maznai, Makol Tar, Bain Mishka, Vemosha, Bain Eichel Mashkin, Bekaf Shnia. If we have mace,
yeah,
then whether we have a bed,
yeah,
on the other side of the scale,
yeah,
or ben oichlum mashkim bekaf shniya bein kara hames or bein karohim, it makes no difference which direction.
Up or down, right?
Up or down to hirim. Everyone is tar shall call dover hanoi as hames or hames al gabi hames for nagabai api shasitoi tohar.
Interesting.
When it comes to the dead has no koyach, no din tumas hesed. If a dead.
I want to take that phone now. Don't forget it. Yeah, good. I get it. There's no Thomas Hesed by a dead person.
If a dead person moves something.
No such thing.
There's no such thing.
No, it's not Matama. So many. I should know these intricacies.
What?
My heart. You knew everything. All these Gedolim. They knew all these.
Gedolim?
I'm saying, Gedolim will learn the stuff. They know it inside out. They know that this, when the mace does it, it's nothing.
Which Gedolim are you talking about?
So Ramosha.
You got
nervous. You thought I was talking about Rav Aaron.
Oh, you know, the tape was on here. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Okay, I won't say anything.
I'm gonna send a message on the what's it called to the people over here at the Shia.
So it's after the Shia, Tom. We had a good Shia without you.
Fighter.
As long as the Rosh is here, that doesn't make a difference.
Weiter, so weiter in the Mishnah. Oof.
Hopper.
Weiter, Zechaim, now this is a way, chutz from Adam, Mehameis is a mace, except for Adam, there's an exception to the rule. Here the exception is Adam, Nai Halacha. Hames resamei shutame shari hames mitame adam b'masuch nay halacha. Okay, so therefore, if you have a person, a human being, if you have the seesaw, on one side of the seesaw is a dead body, and the other side of the seesaw is food, or a mishka v'moshav, the food, the mishka v'moshav does not become tamei, because there's no din of hesed when it comes to the din of hesed, there's no din of mishka v'moshav masa when it comes to a mace and food. But if on the other side of the seesaw, there's an adam, a menschalah. And the menschalah is causing the mace to go up, or the mace is causing the person to go up, then the person becomes tameh. Because there's a halacha that if the person carries the mace, he becomes tameh.
Okay.
Got it?
Not really, but okay.
Look at it. Adam, ha mace is a mace. A person that's mace it. Es ha mace, shu tameh. Shari ha mace, metameh adam b'masa. Mace is metameh adam b'masa. What does that mean?
I thought if we said if there's anything on the other side of the mace when it pushes out.
No, that's only true if the other side is it's food or it's a mishkav a moishav. But it's not
a
true
mishkav,
a chair or a bed. But if it's a person is on the other side of the seesaw, then the person becomes tummy.
How are you supposed to remember? Yichaz
is every single day. Yichaz.
Come on. Be real.
Chutz min ha'adam ha'meis es ha'meis shu ta'meis shari ha'meis metame adam b'masa klemash im adam noisi es ha'meis. The person is carrying a mace. Af hui shen legei, but he's not touching him. Ha'rehu ta'mei. He's ta'mei hil, therefore, im adam b'kaf shriya. If a person is b'kaf shriya, and the person is causing the mace to go up, ma'chui es ha'meis. Ha'rehu ta'mei. B'nei shehesed es ha'meis v'arehu kilu nosel. Mishnosenu nokto a mace, avhua din becholatumos, goim hoison vela bechaf moznaim, kol mash bechaf hashriya tar, bin yorda kaf shaboh and vela, bin yorda kaf hashriya vuchutz min adam, shim adam achrias and vela harehu tome minesha sita. A person, lav daf when it comes to a mace, a person becomes tome if he carries nevela, a carcass, okay, a dead animal. He also becomes tome. Good, are we good? Are we good? Ze choymer bezov mi b'meis, kol'inin ze yesh bezov chumra she'ena b'meis.
But the choymer
b'meis, we're going through the zov as a chumra over a meis, and ze choymer b'meis mi bezov. And there's a chumra by a meis over a zov.
Ze
yesh chumra b'meis ma'ashem b'zov. The choymer b'zov mi b'meis she'azov, or yisem mishka b'meishov mitachtav, Azov can name me Tami Mishal Mishal Mitachzav, Latami Adam, Latami Begadim. Meaning, call Akil Hamu Adam, Mishal Mishal Mishal, and Nimitzav Mitachzav, Avapish, Amen, Negev Bohem, to him, to Mas Midras. Or Metamis Adam, and I gave Bohem, as an Oyan Isam, from Metame Begadim, the Kalim, Shnege Bohem calls Manchla Perish Meatoma. Kumayish named the Mishnakademish, Shafilu Hoyu Elef Matzos, Sogav, so now he explains the whole thing. There are 1,000 mattresses, Zogav Zo. The hazav shoychev of yoshev al holyoina av hatachtoina av hatoma. So all of the beds are in av hatoma. Ad kdei kach, if someone now touches, if a human being now touches an av hatoma, what happens to him? A person can only become tamei from av hatoma. A person cannot become tamei from a rishon hatoma. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
So meila, being that every single mattress underneath the zav is an av hatoma, if a person touches one of these mattresses, he becomes a. Hello?
Risha.
A Rishon. But tell me now, when he becomes a Rishon, what happens to his clothing? His clothing becomes a Shani. Because a person who is a Rishon was wearing clothing, so the clothing is one Madrego below the person. The person is a Rishon, then the clothing becomes a Shani. That can't be. I'm sorry, that cannot be. It means the clothing was a chumra. The clothing are also going to be a rishon. The azov shechel yeshu al yonah av tachtena av tumah l'tam yodul tam b'gadim yalgaba v'chol akim amim sum algabi azov bein shem yodim l'mishka v'mishav bein shem yodim l'kachim l'kach fiduchay elav kelim zog v'zum ma is madov. Okay, there's a nice word over here.
Yeah,
what's the word madaf mean? Madaf means hazav oisas kulam madaf kolaymar tumakala. It's a new word, a new vocabulary word to add to your lexicon. You ever hear this before? A nigh word.
Madaf.
Today we're supposed to learn the daf. Madaf. Madaf means weak. Kolaymar tumakala. Chometz nuksha. Nuksha. It's like tum, the chometz nuksha. And there's a tumas madaf. Madaf means a weak tumor.
Okay, this is by what? When what touches what?
Anything that is above a zav.
Okay.
A zav is navatuma. Let's say a zav has carrying something on his head. He's carrying something on his shoulders. So any object that is above a zav is weak. Is weak. In other words, it's not zav. The zav who sits down upon on a chair is a chiddush. The chair is an avatuma. The zav, what do you have sitting in the Torah? You always go down a madrega. If you're starting off with avatoma, the next level is a rishon. Here you have a zav who's an avatoma, yet when he sits down on a chair, the chair is also an avatoma. Yeah?
Yep.
Don't worry, soon time you're going to sleep.
Going to sleep.
What?
Go ahead. Let's finish the Mishnah.
So today, Le Yisrael, we do B'tikas Chametz the whole night. How come we don't do B'tikas Chametz the whole night?
Come on.
Madav. Madav. Hazav Oysa. Oysas Kulam Madav. Kulaymar. Tumakalok. Shekulam Nasim Rishonim Litoma. All of the objects above the Zav are a Rishon. Okay, let's chaz this part of the Mishnah so far. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of information to digest before we go right into the Mishnah. Hazav bekaf meznayim. You have a zav that's in the scale. Vaycholin umashkin bekaf shni. On the other side of the scale is food. What's halacha? Tmeim. What are they tmeim? Tumas heset.
Yep.
Not avatoma. There is no avatoma when it comes to food.
Yep.
So it's tumas heset.
Correct.
What status does it have? What status will the food be? The food be a rishon.
Right.
Right. If the person is navatoma. And the food is on the other side of the scale, so the food becomes a rishon.
Which means it wouldn't be able to have a tava or anything.
Correct. The tumah stops there. Uva mace. Let's say a mace is on one side of the scale, and the other side of the scale is food. There's no
tumah. Or mishkaf.
Or mishkaf. Anything.
Did we get to that yet?
Yeah. Anything on the other side, anything
on the
is tar. Why? Because there's no such thing as tumas heset by a mace. If
correct.
A mace, mace walking around,
we all understand that.
Tar. Next halacha. Chutz min ha'adam. But let's say on one side of the scale.
You have an adam on one side and a mace on one side. So then he's matame him and makes him an out, right?
Then it makes the person to a rishon. No.
Also a rishon?
No. What type does it become? Adam, hames a mace, shu tamei. It doesn't say what time to be said. To shoot on me, shall we have mace?
Time is on the mace.
And there's a mace.
I'll be
shame again. But how are you telling me? Hold it. I guess you're right. Now it's the Khoyer. Khoyer is now the fine. Mace of your voice. The mace of your voice. Okay? So therefore, Khoyer is talking to me now because the mace starts on a high madrega. A mace is the highest madrega. Of your voice. Weiter. Chutz min Adam. Now, okay,
so if it's a viavos, it makes it an av.
Makes
right?
The person to an av, correct. Now we go to a rule, zeh chomer, the following is a chomer b'zav b'meis, v'chomer b'meis b'zav. What's chomer, what is the chomer of a zav meisha? A zav oisa mishka v'meisha b'tachtav. A zav who sits down on a bed, he makes all of the mattresses below him an av.
Zeh chomer b'zav
b'meis. Here is a chomer. Zeh
chomer b'meis b'meis.
There's also going to be a chomer.
Shazav
oisa mishka v'meisha b'tachtav.
Everything.
Everything. From time to what degree? To what degree?
All the way down.
To what degree does it become tummy? To what
to
degree? No. Tumas mishkav.
Mishkav.
Shazav oisem mishkav umayshav mitachtov.
Is that as good as hesed?
No, better than hesed. Better than hesed.
Really?
Because hesed is only a rishon l'tuma.
Okay.
A zav that sits down on a bed.
Makes him
enough. Shazav oisem mishkav umayshav mitachtov. If a zav sits down, every single mattress being
an
av, don't have yavos by a zav. Now, to what degree? That means that now the person now will touch it. There's another chumrah. If a person will touch the mattress on the very, very bottom, he becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. Because if a person is touching an avatar, the mattress is an avatar. So when you touch the mattress, the person becomes a Rishon. Now, under normal circumstances, if a person becomes a Rishon, his clothing are Tohar. Clothing cannot contract Tumah from a Rishon. So if a person becomes a Rishon, so the clothing would have to become a Sheni, one Madrega below. But there's no, that cannot happen. Clothing cannot come. However, this is Shemenis Chumrah. Then if the Zav is sitting down on the bed, and while he's sitting on the bed, the mattress on the very, very bottom is a Av HaTumah, and a living person touches it. So not only does he become a Rishon L'Tumah, right, his clothing becomes a Rishon L'Tumah.
Right.
Okay, L'Tameh Adam or L'Tameh Begadim. The Al-Galabah. What about whatever's on top of the Zav? The Zav is carrying something on top of him. So that's going to become a Rishon, Hesed, a Maser. That, to what degree? The person now becomes a Rishon. Okay, whatever is on top of the Zav, not whatever is on top of the Zav becomes a Rishon. A Rishon can only be metame food. A Rishon cannot be metame oichin mashkin. Mashkin and meis metame. Meis does not do that. Meis is no such thing. Got it?
Who is coming to Persia?
No, he's trying to shift from the wine and that's the thing done. You didn't get this?
What?
Clark,
what happened?
I got some Clark in there. The wine with 2 bucks boxes and 1 pound boxes.
Wow. Come on, Samuel.
I don't know why I'm looking at them. Mm-hmm. Stop these things.
He sent me borscht.
How about that?